This is Road to the Big House on 104.5 KZZW.
It's cut off, goes left wing to Hagmeyer. He'll tee up the three, and that's gone.
Frazier backside underneath the basket, jumps up and in.
Road to the Big House is brought to you by Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. Moore's Roofing, locally owned and operated. They're right there when you need them. And by Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, serving the needs of the community and the surrounding area. And now to the field house for Road to the Big House.
Welcome. Bang High School here at the encounter, getting ready for the Class B girl final. And the Loga Lady Raiders. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Trent Caldwell. Joining me, they saw Sealing move on in a landslide or Van Noss earlier. Back again between two teams we cover here, hoping to get that gold ball between the Lomega, who's been here like every year my entire lifetime, to O'Keefe since 2005, and looking to maybe surprise everybody a little bit, except for the fact they've already beat Lomega once this year.
Yeah, they've got a mental edge, but as we talk about, it's hard to not only face the team twice, but beat them twice, so it's going to be an interesting matchup here.
Yeah, O'Keefe coming in 27-3. Lomega's 22-5. It's number one against number 10, as O'Keefe is one of the lower ranked that did qualify. In fact, they are the lowest ranked team. Everybody else is a top 8 squad except for these O'Keefe Lady Whippets, looking to shoot and knock out the back-to-back state champ Lomega Lady Raiders. Omega looking to keep the history going, looking to keep that name on that jersey shining as they keep rolling year after year after year. So we're going to have it for you right after. Leave us. It's quarterfinal time. It's O'Keefe. It's Lomega here on our road house on KZZW.
At Sealing State Bank, we are proud to be a community bank. Our philosophy starts with having the right staff that is experienced and understands the needs of our customers, which is why we added our Sealing State Bank mortgage branch in Woodward in 2015. So whether you are in the bank or the branch, on the phone or visiting our website, you will always find knowledgeable, courteous, and professional individuals to help you with all your banking needs. Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations, is proud to be a part of Road to the Big House.
Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 93,000 high school student athletes in Oklahoma have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about Oklahoma high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the Oklahoma Secondary School Activities Association and the Oklahoma Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back in Mustang, O'Keefe and Lomega getting ready to square off at the second time this year. First one went to O'Keefe's way. That game was January 4th, 39-34. They had Lady Raiders to 34 points. And if they can do that again, you better believe they're going to have a good shot of winning it. We'll start with O'Keefe Whip. It's 27-3, led by Coach Patrick Penner in his 11th season. He was the girls' coach for seven. boys for four of those years. That took them to the state semis in 2014. So he's been here before. Everybody else on this roster has not. 2005, last time O'Keen got there. Now, when they did, they got there a bunch of times in a row, 01 through 05, making state tournament trips for the Lady Whippets. But now they're coming in here. They've won 25 of 27, playing well at the right time. And unlike a lot of teams going up against Lomega, they know they can beat them. So that's a big confidence booster when you're going in against a top-ranked team and a team with the mystique of Lomega and the tradition of Lomega.
Especially in the playoffs, right, when it matters the most. I mean, it cools your mind quite a bit. And we saw this already in the Big House where, you know, in the Hydro Equally Strother game, like, those two teams hadn't seen each other, right? And Hydro Equally jumped out to a 10-point lead, and they held that for the rest of the game. In this situation, you've got two teams familiar with each other, and if you could not put yourself in that hole to start, that's a big deal.
And Van Noss hadn't seen ceiling, and it showed.
Yeah,
that first quarter was, they felt each other out a little bit, but then the pressure just got to them. That's what Lomega is going to do. It is a press of doom. They will get after you. They'll get the ball right when it comes through the hoop. Now, they're down a couple All-State players from a year ago, but they are the only squad that I know of in maybe any time that I've done basketball games that can boast not one but two state tournament MVPs on the floor at the same time in Hensley Eaton and in Darcy Roberts, who have both won the MVP here in the postseason. Plays their best basketball now. The regular season of them is a tune-up for right now, and O'Keen's going to have to be ready for another level of the Lady Raiders.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, we talk about Ceiling's tradition and power in one of those four straight. You mentioned it in the broadcast. Lomega trying to do that on the level, it's hard to do, man. It is hard to do. I'm trying to do it.
And Lomega coming in, obviously, 14 titles. That's the most by any girls team. Bing has 11. Woodward has 9. And 15 if you count one by the Omega Lions in 1955. So, really, in a lot of respects, it's 15. They merged into Lomega. That was in 1968, so it was a while ago. Loyal and Omega merged. It's a recent gathering of two schools. It's been like this for a while. Kevin Llewellyn, one of the winningest coaches in girls basketball. He's got over 470 wins. He's the winningest active coach because in the last year we've lost some guys. Curtis Knox of Hera died. Brad Thrash retired. Jeff Zinn is down to Oral Roberts. Benny Burnett retired at Parade. Some of the older guard is going away, and Coach Llewellyn is rocketing that wins list right now as a young he's not that old of a guy.
No,
I mean,
he's still a younger cat for sure. And boy, does he know basketball and know how to get those wins.
Yeah, and he just saw his niece, Bracy Nyberg, go off in the state. He wasn't there, I don't believe. He was with his team. But she just went crazy out there for Ceiling as they move on over Van Noss. A little bit ago, Whitesboro just took down Duke. Before we went on the air here, and that's the winner here. We'll play that team 6 o'clock back at the Big House tomorrow. So that one's going to be who the winner gets. Seventh-ranked Whitesboro and Duke were in a dogfight a little bit earlier, and Whitesboro coming out on top. But they got to get past this one first, and it's going to be a good one. It's going to be O'Keen squaring off against Lomega coming up after this. We're going to tell you who's playing, who to look for, and just what you can expect tonight in the rematch between the Raiders and the Lady Whippets. Coming back after this, road to the Big House at the state quarters here at AZZW.
Mama, what does the chicken say? And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Attention Expo Farm Expo exhibitors. Booth space is now available. It's the K101, Z92, KZZW, and KOMI-TV Home and Agribusiness Trade Show, and it's coming to the Woodward County Event Center and Fairgrounds April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Now in our 38th year, this show features two exhibitor buildings plus outside exhibitor space and will host an extensive variety of agriculture products and farm equipment. Also, home improvement ideas, clothing, communication, and entertainment products, ATVs, lawn and garden, new and used automobiles, plus arts and crafts and great food vendors. Thousands annually rely on Expo Farm Expo to see a wide variety and selection of products and services that only a show of this size can offer. Booth space is now available by calling 580-256-4101. That's 580-256-4101. Don't miss out. Reserve your space today for the Tri-State's largest home and farm show and be part of Expo Farm Expo 2022. Coming to Woodward County Fairgrounds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's food, folks, and fun with K101.
Back to my phone. Clearly.
Yeah. But I don't know what we're going to do when you leave. Wait. We're back.
And we're back here at Mustang High School. Getting ready for Lomega and O'Keen. Squaring off. 2:43 before we tip it off here, state quarterfinal here from Mustang High School as both these squads coming in, only a couple losses to their name. Lomega was on a 56-game win streak. They got broken by number two, Okarchi, who just moved on. They beat Garber a little bit ago, 61-52 out at the Big House, and Okarchi is going to meet Hydro Eakley in that Class A state semi. Ceiling and Caddo going to meet in the other one. So it's 1-4 in the Class A side. In Class B, we've already seen number seven move on, so things are a little wonky here, as anything can happen. And Lomega, of course, coming. Locarchi beat them 66-61 in overtime. They also lost to Luther, who was 3A's number seven. Tuttle, 4A, number one. And beat crushing a lot of people. Those are the five losses. So they did not duck one, Tyler. They played any and all numbers this year, and Leader proved it. And throughout the tournament, season, their margin of victory, 42 points.
Yeah. I mean, that's incredible. That is incredible. You're well level basketball here on. That routinely is
a game. O'Keefe have a good shot. Coming in winning 25-27. Their three losses. They lost to Arnett in a regional final. They lost to Watauga, but beat them 4 days later. So, and they lost to Arnett and then beat them in the postseason to get here. So they're used to seeing teams again and beating them. Shoes on the other foot this time. Now they're coming in with the win, and Lomega is going to have the answer.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll see how that turns out. It's going to be the deal. I mean, it's all online. So, I mean, you can do it in the regular season, but to turn around and do it now, that's going to be a whole different ballgame.
So here we go, getting ready to tip it off. Getting ready to do the starting lineups. I do not know if we'll do an anthem this time around. We'll see here in a little bit. Some of the players you want to know for the Lomega Lady Raiders, we mentioned Darcy Roberts, 16 a game. He averaged 19 a game, though, in state last year when she was the MVP. Sydney Walker, also their leading rebounder, 11 a game. And Hensley Eaton, the 2020 state MVP, averages just a shade under double digits. So it is going to be an interesting matchup with a lot of talent on the floor. And for O'Keen, their big three is going to be Caitlin Penner, the junior, 13 points a game, almost 15, and 9 rebounds a game, double machine. And the rebound really well at the star net. They're going to need that team rebound. No second opportunities for Lomega to run up on her.
Yeah, can't let the guy be wrong. If you
can, for Lomega, your team is going to be trying to get the big three foul trouble. That is Hussey, Penner, and Hussey, Kaelin Penner, and Madison Schmidt. They are the main scorers, and sometimes the only scorers for a team. So if they want to leave the floor, it's going to be trouble for the Whippets. And Lomega knows this. Coach Well knows it. It's going to be up to them. They care the basketball. They got a foul trouble for a team. For Lomega, they got a foul trouble. That's what we do. Good timing here. No team's going to have to handle it. The Whippets will be in there. North Carolina the start of the game for the senior number four. Keep Penn, the junior, 13, and Madison Smith, lead scorer of the squad, 21, the senior, and she lit up in that original final against her later. She did that one.
Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
And we're back. Sorry, we lost him for a second. Couldn't have started here at O'Keefe and Omega. A little bit of a connection issue as a couple steals and change possessions. Scores here 2-2 early. There was a Sydney Walker two, followed by a couple free throws by Madison Schmidt as Shelby Russell picks up her first foul. Right back to the paint they go. Walker picks up two more. And a little bit of a change here is LeMay going into the paint to Walker. Opportunity right off the bat. So she picks up the bucket and the foul. And Coach Penner is going to call a timeout. We broke it to get you caught up a little bit. It's on to LeMay. It caused a couple steals. Dean broke it down into the paint. Was able to get it, picked up a foul. But now, right now, it's too much Sydney Walker early.
Yeah, and you know, you like the, you know, we talked about the adjustments coming to this one, and Coach, okay, you know, let's try a challenge inside of that side.
Well, they're attacking. Net Penner's pick. That's going to be big forward. They really got to be careful not to pick up those fouls. And right now, they seem to be targeted here. To be maybe the tallest there. That is ever the best. And now down they try to take it. So unfortunate turnover there for Keen. Back the other way. Here we go. Corner three. Right open off the Russell. Backside. Stolen from her. They kick it right back in. Left side. Russell up and in. They try to get a little bit of. They're saying, no, they're going to have, they might have to change this. Yeah.
So at least, hey, we had a ref come right. You always want to see that, especially in state here.
Now we're for a overturn that 7-2 up play. First quarter, and O'Keen's got to breathe right now, not let this pressure start to snowball this score. As a roll, head fake, Schmidt over in the paint, shoots over top of Walker. As zone, quick three, top of the key, that's off the market. Short for three. That's off long. And a fight for the board. And there's going to be a foul on the rebound. And that's going to be on Lomé. Tagger on the arm there.
Russell.
Well, that's good. Nope.
That is wrong. Smart.
Kicks around everybody. Basketball, took it all the way left block, kicked it back out. Where to go? Outside, wing, Hussey. Fit. Matt Mitch got set to get all seven and work out. It's. That Omega Swart takes it back up and in.
Done it.
9-7 Omega in front, press back on. Middle of the Penner, that's poked away, and Eaton goes for it. It's a scorer's table in a collision between all and the scorer's table. Tables today in our few games we've seen.
Yeah, well, in this environment, even more closed in, obviously, than the Big House here at Mustang, so it's a whole new ball game.
Very different than the Big House. Quick three on the wing, coming in off that substitution there for Chloe Meyer. She missed it. As Meyer now going to be in there with Eaton, with Walker, with Swart, and a kick on Lomega as O'Keen tries to take it back across the timeline. Going to stay here, going to be in by the Lady Whippets. See, Roberts is still out. Sydney Walker still out there. It's Swart. Meyer in there for Russell. Top of the key to Keely Hussey, and she resets everybody and directs traffic. It was a high-low post. Duke's high. Penner's low. Flashing inside. It's Keely Hussey. She hits the deck. She got fouled. She was trying to weave her way inside into the paint. Got a blocking foul. And that will be the third foul on Lomega. And that foul going to be tagged to Sydney Walker. Inbounded now by the Lady Whippets, and an offensive foul and a screen. And away from the basketball.
It's sad because Cameron Turner would have hit the shot. Penner would have hit the shot.
Aldrich tagged with it. Four fouls total now for O'Keen. So a lot of fouls here early, which does not bode well if you're the Whippets in this one. You're going to have to stay out of foul trouble. Roberts backs it up. Picks up her dribble, trying to penetrate the zone. Hussey now on Swart. She weaves her way inside, kicks it back outside. Open three for Hensley Eaton, who hit the shot. And Hensley Eaton's on the board with three, and just like that, it's 12-7. Press on for Lomega. Once again, pass get it over the timeline to Penner. She hands it back off to Hussey. Picks up her dribble, and coming back to get it's Aldrich. Right back to Keely Hussey, and she waves everyone around. Right side now to Schmidt. Back to Hussey at the Mustang logo. Now over to Aldrich. Hussey flashes inside, just inside the free throw line for two. That shot won't drop. Wing corner. Meyer was open, said, and back to first drop. Now Omega reacts. Omega looking to get a shooter open. Now this is what Okeem was able to do in the first one to slow it down. They lob it inside to Meyer, right block, and she is fouled. And I believe they're going to tag Ryan Duke with that one. It will be the 15th foul for Okeem, but the good news is only one for everybody.
Yeah, that helps. Keep it stressed, right? But you got to be careful here.
Chloe Meyer going to go to the free throw line. Another Lady Raider to check in. She misses the first one. Score remains 12-7. Enter for Abby Swart. And Barton going to be out there now with Walker, Meyer, Burton, Roberts, and Hensley Eaton. The last two Class B girls tournament and state MVPs. Missing the dribble, gets it over to Hussey. Hussey's double team. They got to help her. She tries to split it, and she's tagged on the arm and got lucky there because there was nowhere to go with the basketball.
Yeah, and Coach Lowell and I have that. That just straight up bailed him out. I mean, you don't foul that far from the basketball. He got somebody trapped.
Uncharacteristic for the senior Hensley Eaton. He's a really good defender. They get it back to Madison Schmidt. She's trapped. Skip it over to Hussey. Doing a good job. They broke it to Duke. Bounce pass back to Hussey. Takes it at Walker. It's a wide open wing three. She steps inside 2 feet to shoot the long two. It Meyer the other way. Quickly back come the Lady Raiders, but Okeen and back in transition. In the corner. Shot goes in. Robert sends it down. 14 to the score. 140. Free throw line. And that was so far. 17 points belong to Madison. And all going to try to change that here. And she got one. It's 14-8. With a minute 43 left in the first quarter. Aldrich's second free throw. Balls to the net. And makes two big ones there for Kalen. 14-9. 5-point lead for Omega. They've led from the net. Down to the turn. Shot by Roberts, who turned and had everyone on her back. And Darcy Roberts with a double team.
I'll never forget the day I decided to go out for the football team. Mr. Banks, the JV football coach and my history teacher, asked me to stay after class. I thought I was in trouble. He said, "Hey, Darius, have you thought about going out for football? I think you'd be great." Fact is, I never played football. Fact is, I never had anyone tell me I'd be great at something. So, with no experience at all, I signed up. And a week later, I padded up and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates, and I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the OSSAA and the Oklahoma Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hundreds of Oklahoma teenagers have no family, few options, and often nowhere to turn. But older kids need foster and adoptive families, too. The Oklahoma Department of Human Services has hundreds of teenagers waiting, hoping that you'll decide to make a difference in their life. Call the Oklahoma Department of Human Services and become a foster or adoptive parent. You will forever change a child's life and your own.
You've made a big difference in my life. Thank you.
And we're back, we hope. Mustang High School. We are knotted up. It's 23-25. Lomego Schmidt at the buzzer for three at the half. That won't go. And we're going to run out of time here and just in time for halftime. We will get you updated on the goings on here. We had a few connection issues here in Mustang. So we're going to try to work through that and get you updated on kind of what's going on around everywhere else and here tonight right now. So currently 25-23. Lomego by two. O'Keen did fight back. Tied it, took the lead briefly, and now Lomega took it right back. So at the half, it's Lomega 25, O'Keen 23. We will take a break and come right back to you here in our Road to the Big House on KZZW.
Attention Expo Farm Expo exhibitors. Booth space is now available. It's the K101, Z92, KZZW, and KOMI-TV Home and Agribusiness Trade Show, and it's coming to the Woodward County Event Center and Fairgrounds April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Now in our 38th year, this show features two exhibitor buildings plus outside exhibitor space and will host an extensive variety of agriculture products and farm equipment. Also, home improvement ideas, clothing, communication, and entertainment products, ATVs, lawn and garden, new and used automobiles, plus arts and crafts and great food vendors. Thousands annually rely on Expo Farm Expo to see a wide variety and selection of products and services that only a show of this size can offer. Booth space is now available by calling 580-256-4101. That's 580-256-4101. Don't miss out. Reserve your space today for the Tri-State's largest home and farm show and be part of Expo Farm Expo 2022. Coming to Woodward County Fairgrounds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's food, folks, and fun with K101.
Yeah, military life can have its challenges, but sometimes veteran life brings more. While serving in Iraq, an IED took both my legs, but it didn't take my spirit.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My name is Greg Gadsden, 26-year Army veteran.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
DAV helps veterans like me get all the benefits they've earned, and that can be a life changer.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Today, I'm an entrepreneur, photographer, and public speaker.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won. With the right support, there are no limits.
My victory is just being the best that I can be.
Greg Gadsden, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
And we're back in Mustang. Rolling now after, sorry for anybody tuning in. We had a lot of connection issues. It's a black hole of Wi-Fi is what we've been told. But it's a fantastic facility. It looks beautiful
it
in
is,
here,
it
but it's not the best for your phone service. But hopefully we've fixed this problem. 25-23, and I wish we didn't have any problems because this has been a fantastic game. 16-10 after the end of the first quarter, 25-23 now, and O'Keen figured out the press, and more importantly, they managed to stay out of foul trouble. There's two for Keely Hussey. There's two for Caitlin Penner. Did a great job of playing defense without fouling at the end there, and we're hitting some shots. Madison Schmidt's been huge. She's got 10 already, and the big three for O'Keen with six for Hussey, six for Aldrich, and 10 for Schmidt. And Lomega punched back, though. The minute O'Keen came back in, eight for Darcy Roberts, five for Abby Swart. Hensley Eaton with three. Shelby Russell with two. Sydney Walker's got five. Montse Rivera off the bench has a three. So getting points and from a little bit of everywhere is Coach Llewellyn. But if you're O'Keen, you got to be happy with that first half. Coach Llewellyn, you looked like you were going to come out in that first quarter, possibly blow them away. But O'Keen showing some grit, fighting back. A lot of times, Lomega pulls away from people in that instance.
Yeah, well, and, you know, we talked about it in the pregame, and for those of you who didn't get to catch that in terms of what we're talking about with the mental part of this, right, we've talked about how Keen has already taken down Lomega this season. So when you start out a bit slow, you at least know what Lomega wants to do, right? And you saw
right.
some great counter punches there. From Coach Penner on the other side of things in terms of the X's and O's to get O'Keen slowly back into this game. They calm down. And Trent, sometimes that's all it takes. You start finding that rhythm. And a big shout-out to Madison Smith. You talk about her a bit. She was the one early on that really kept O'Keen in this thing with some big first quarter points, and the rest of the team started to pick it up around her.
Yeah, and, you know, you talk about Darcy Roberts for Lomega right now, who's been big with eight already. She actually, her 16, she's the third leading scorer in Class C of all the people that are remaining in this tournament. And actually, Corky Hall from Duke, who was the leading scorer at 23 a game, they got eliminated right before this game by Whitesboro. And Austin Wright, who is a great player, who we just saw, 16.8. But Darcy's holding court right here. She's right on pace. Madison Schmidt, by the way, is the fifth leading girl scorer of the ones that are remaining in this tournament. So there aren't a ton of huge bucket scores. It's more teams like these two teams right now. Showing a lot of pressure, showing a lot of rebounding. And rebounding had to be big for O'Keen. The first quarter, they were a little bit iffy. They really picked that up in the second quarter.
Yeah, and you're going to have to win that battle. You talk about that in the pregame, how important that's going to be. So I imagine that's going to have to continue in the second half if they want to be able to stick around on it.
Yeah, and, you know, a team like O'Keen who shoots it well from deep, they haven't shot a lot of threes in this game. They've really taken what Lomega's given them. As Lomega's closed out the perimeter, they've stepped in, tried to shoot some twos. They've got it into the paint, tried to shoot some floaters. So it's been a little bit of a different game, you know, a little bit of a coaching a match of give and take where Coach Llewellyn makes an adjustment, Coach Penner makes an adjustment, and it's been kind of a little bit of a chess match here early on between the two squads. And Lomega got out here early. They're already out here shooting, and Coach Llewellyn is on the bench in his suit, just kicked back. So he is ready to go. He quickly came from the locker room as a Lomega trying to win what would be, if they can win the gold ball, be their third in a row, one away from tying Ceiling's record of four. So this is a big big year for them. And O'Keen, who has been a while since they've been here, looking to, first everyone's looking to win this one, but then move on from here and move forward into the tournament and play Whitesboro tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the Big House. Also, you get to play in the Big House as the Class C schools right now. The girls are here in Mustang. The boys are in Washington, the Class B schools, rather. In Mustang and Washington and Mustang, and they are that now going to move on to the Big House in the semis. So hopefully both these teams hoping to move forward and have that be them. So we'll take a break and be right back. Talk a little bit about leading scorers so far in that first half and get you set up for the second half. 25-23, it is a dogfight here in Mustang. Lomega leads by two over O'Keen. Coming back after this on our road to the Big House on KZZW.
I love my hardwood floors, but I wasn't sure how to take care of them. Carrying around a bucket was such a hassle. And even worse, my string mop left streaks and haze behind. Then I found Swiffer WetJet Wood, the all-in-one tool made specially for wood floors. Its microfiber-like pad is soft, and it sprays a light mist solution that dries fast. With Swiffer WetJet Wood, it's easy to keep up with the mess on my wood floors. Even that mess.
Swiffer WetJet Wood, proud member of the National Wood Floor Association.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite our own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
Welcome back here to Mustang High School. 2-point game at the half, Lomega and O'Keen in what has been a quite the duel, much like it was the first time around. and score 25-23. Now, the first time these two teams played, that final score, not much more than this. So this is a little bit more scoring than happened the first time. But so far, still been a back-and-forth slugfest, still trading blows. And I really like that the Whippets didn't back down after that first quarter. And they could have folded up shop and said, oh, boy, here we are, down to number one Lomega, the monster that is Lomega. Instead, they fought back. And kudos to Lomega, who Keene fought back, and then Lomega with the answer. So both squads are really trading blows here, like a heavyweight fight.
Yeah, well, and you know, you want to talk about, we said it with the ceiling game, a potential, you know, state final type of matchup. I don't know if we're quite to that level, but at least with the Lomega side we are. O'Kane just knows this Lomega squad so well, and you can tell they really, really went back and studied up after that first matchup to make sure that there's, you know, any gaps to try to plug.
I mean, last year's squad, you know, it was in the running for best Class C girls team ever. They beat people. They averaged about 85 a game. That's the most by any girls team in 8 years,
yeah,
a year ago.
And really,
they never got beat. And now Keene's going to start with the basketball in the second half, down two, try to take the lead back. They're going left to right, as we're looking at it, in those powder blues with the white uniforms. Starters back in. Hussey, Aldrich, Penner, Duke, and Schmidt for the Lady Whippets. Penner, left side, tries to bounce past baseline to Schmidt, bounces right back to Penner. Caitlin kicks it back to Schmidt, corner three, that's her shot, that won't drop, and a rebound on the backside by Hussey. So another rebound tracked down, Penner with it, one dribble, ball shot fake, kicks it back outside. They swing it over to Aldrich. She's going to shoot it with a hand in her face for three, and Aldrich again, who has been huge. She averages six, she's got nine already in this one.
And that first big three, only the second from deep so far for O'Keefe.
1 point lead for the Whippets. They're back in front, 26-25. The answer from Swart in the corner, down, comes back out. Tipped low by Walker, who tipped it right back to Roberts. Fires an NBA three. That's not going to drop. That one's tipped, and we're going to foul on the rebound. And that one's on Lomega.
I think they're going to tag Walker. Let's see.
And we'll see. It looked like it. She was right there.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Yep, for her third.
And that is her third. Big third foul. Trying to go for the steals, Hensley Eaton, and you really got to know where 10 is when you're inbound in the basketball. They're going to stack it now. Aldrich and Hussey, they break out. Hussey goes right into a double team. Now she's got to get away, and a hand check foul on the pressure of Shelby Russell that time. And, you know, watching Ceiling, who runs a similar press than Lomega, they were able to do it without getting those little hand check fouls today against Van Noss. Right now, Lomega's
they've committed a couple
a little
of those,
too aggressive,
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah.
Schmidt, and she gets caught with a double dribble. She can't believe it, but she lost her concentration. She was trying to survey the trapping defense and figure out where to go, and she double dribbled the basketball. So another turnover there. Score remains 26-25. O'Keene. Lomega's got the ball back, trying to take the lead back. Left side, drive, Russell to the rack, and there's going to be a foul on the floor, and that's going to be on Ryan Duke, who's shuffling her feet trying to stay in front of Russell. And Duke picks up, I think that's three on her.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not a deep O'Keene squad. They're going to have to stay out of foul trouble. Lomega will dip in, as we saw at the end of that half. They'll do three or four deep into the bench if Coach Llewellyn has to. Top of the key, Swart for three. That's in. Dropped it down. And the answer from Lomega. And Abby Swart with eight. Coach Llewellyn told me last year she averaged 30 in the eighth grade, which was before her freshman year last year.
Jeez.
She's a sophomore now. Now the right side to Aldrich. Back the other side. They swing it around to Duke. It's 28-26. Lomega back in front after that Swart three. Lomega in the 2-3 zone. O'Keene rifles it inside. One dribble. Schmidt tries to make the extra pass down low to Penner. Kicks it back out to Hussey. Extra to Aldrich. Wing three. Handed her face, and she hit it one more time. Kaylin Aldrich is on fire. She's got 12, having the game of her life so far.
I mean, 29-28.
What better place for the senior? And now they look, try to get it to the wing. Lomega does in a hand check foul on O'Keene.
And lost off the perimeter. For a second, and there's a dive for it, and that's what caused that one.
Or Aldrich is a junior, I apologize. That foul, though, going to be tagged to her. She's got two. In the paint to Walker, double team. She turns off the block and muscles it up. She had Penner and Duke right there. Sydney Walker making a tough shot, but good job not fouling by the O'Keene Lady Whippets. Cross court pass to Aldrich, and nobody over there. I thought she was going to fire up a heat check three for a second. She's going to set up the offense instead. They give it to her. Bounce pass right back to Hussey. Inside to Penner. It's poked away, and she stared it down, and Swart got a hand on it. It's on the ground. It's a jump ball. Possession arrow goes back to the Lady Raiders. who lead by a point.
Just a web down there in that paint right now, Omega's casting to make sure that those passes don't get through from O'Keefe.
30-29 is your score. Omega's in front. They've got the ball. Lots of lead changes here in the second half, trying to increase that lead right now with the Lady Raiders. Swart closed out by Hussey. Long three, Roberts, top of the key. That's going to bounce off the rim and tracked down by Duke, who's hounded now by Omega, trying to take the ball. Russell tries to grab it. It'll be a foul or a jump ball, and it's a jump ball. And that was dangerously close to being a foul, but that's going to be possession arrow O'Keen. And Coach Penner stopped at the play call as Lomega's all the way up here in this 2-2-1 press. And it is a bear to break through. Schmidt throws it over top. Everybody, great pass to Aldrich. One-on-one with Walker. She stops from the elbow, shoots over, bounces up and in. Hit the backboard, hit the rim. The backboard came back down, and Aldrich has 14. Back comes Omega, right side, that won't go. Walker rebound, puts it back up, left hand. Oh, went down, came back out. She tried to tip it and save it, and she's going to get tagged with a foul.
That's a big one.
Under the hoop, and that's on Walker. That is four.
Oh, wow.
And what a tough break for Sydney Walker, who did a great job. First she got the rebound, put it back up, missed the shot, then tipped it to keep it alive, and trying to get it back, picks up that fourth foul, and all just because of she was hustling. The rough one there for Omega. Fourth foul on Walker. She's got a lead. Hussey weaves through everybody, beats everybody down, kicks it back out to Penner. She was going to be met down low by Roberts and said no. And they give it back up to top of the key to Duke and Aldrich now, and they reset. Aldrich drives that elbow. Bounce passes it back outside to Hussey. Hussey back to Aldrich. Open again for another three. It bounces in! Oh, my goodness! Kaylin Aldrich with 17. 34-30.
She's got all 11 points for O'Keen in this quarter, Trent. Nobody else has scored for O'Keen.
And now the ball back to Omega, looking to answer. Roberts drive, kick outside to Eaton. Other side, Russell, head of steam, kicks it back out to Roberts. Thought about it underneath the hoop. Eaton was there. She elects not to shoot it. They flip it right back to Roberts. Great teamwork off the glass and in. And Roberts ends her scoring skid. She's got 10. Aldrich now takes it right back to the hoop and blocked by Roberts. Goes right to Penner, who takes it back up left hand and gets fouled. And back and forth we go. You can't look away. 34-32 O'Keen. Going to put Penner at the free throw line to shoot a couple. And that foul will be tagged to Chloe Meyer. That'll be number two for her as she came in when Walker came out. And Penner going to shoot that free throw and knock it down. Makes it 35-32. Another substitution here for Coach Llewellyn as Russell comes out and they bring back in Hallie Barton. Penner at the free throw line, drops the next one in. That's her first two of the game. Timeout on the floor. Coach Llewellyn wants to talk about it. 36-32. O'Keen leads. 3:33 to go in the third quarter. Back after this on our road to the Big House on KZZW.
Hi, I'm Uzo Aduba. If you're a cancer patient in the U.S. and its territories or Canada, you may be able to help uncover the next breakthrough by sharing your patient data and unique experience with researchers around the world.
My unique experience can make the difference of life and death to people in my community.
It is in our stories and data that the answers can be found.
I am proud to be a part of that group.
Join Stand Up to Cancer, Count Me In, and thousands of patients in this movement at standuptocancer.org/countmein.
Back in Mustang, the 10th lowest seeded team left in Class B girls basketball. Leads number one, 36-32, O'Keen over Omega. A little over 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Right now there's three timeouts left for O'Keen and five left, it looks like. It should be. So that timeout was Coach Penner. That was not Coach Llewellyn. So he's used two. And Omega holding on to all five of theirs. That could be big down the stretch. We'll see how that works out later.
Yeah, we saw a situation where almost all the timeouts were used in that first game.
Well, Van Noss had used all five of theirs within 1 minute into the third quarter of the ceiling game earlier. Weaving the outside for Omega. They trail by four. Quick three by Roberts on the wing. Caught the front of the rim, but backside rebound. Nobody blocking out back there. And poked away from Hallie Barton, who did a nice job back there. And that's really, O'Keen's got to eliminate those. You can't allow more than one crack for Omega. And if you're Omega, you got to start getting more of them. Right side to Chloe Meyer. Keen back in that 2-3. Took a matching up 2-3 here. Nope, they're in man here of sorts of switching everybody. Now Darcy Roberts fights inside and floats it in for two. She's now got 12. As you can see there, it looked like it was a zone, but it looked like they were just switching on the perimeter.
Right.
And Darcy Roberts found a couple people out of position, kind of cut inside, popped one over the top of it.
Yeah, that weave really kind of opened up that little soft spot.
And now trap there on Hussey. They give it to Aldrich, back to Hussey. They cross the timeline to the right. Penner thought about a three, stepped in, got a closer two. Nice, much closer shot and missed it. It was the right call. The shot wouldn't drop for her.
Just a bit short on the trick, just a bit.
Drive by Barton, baseline, and she's going to get charged for a charge. Out of control. Hussey was waiting on her. And Barton picks up her first foul. That is the 15th foul on Omega. Ball goes back to O'Keen. They lead 36-34, 2:41 to go here in the third. Inbounded, Schmidt, Hussey, quickly ahead, almost poked away. It is stolen. Waiting on it was Roberts. Rifles it over to Eaton cross court, and they pull it back. Swart now to the right. They give it back to Roberts. Now they swing to the other side. Drive inside. Barton takes it to the rack and in. 23 with a great move. That's her first two of the game.
Made up for the
ties it up. Aldrich with the crossover. She's going to take it in and kick it back out to Duke. Ryan Duke pulls it up, gives it back to Hussey. They reset inside. Penner, one dribble to the rack. Left side, left hand up. Oh, down, came back in. Got her own rebound. She turns right hand. That won't go. And good defense up underneath by Roberts, making it tough on Penner. Barton looking to run. Rifles it by. She threw it too hard and too far. She was looking for Swart in the near corner. Threw it over top of her. And a turnover there, and we remain tied at 36 with under two to play here in the third.
Yeah, tough one there. Swart may have had an open three look if she was able to come down with that.
O'Keen trying to inbound. Schmidt lofts it over to Hussey, and Keeley trying to weave in and out. Breaks everybody down again, gets it to the wing, and pulls it back to Madison Schmidt, and Lomega drops back in their zone, their 2-3 zone. They've done a nice job breaking the press. About as good of a job as I've seen anybody outside of Sealing do when we've seen them against Lomega. Bounce pass back to Schmidt. She skips it over to Hussey. Hussey, wing three, handed her face and rolls down for her. It hit the rim, the backboard, the rim again, and then rolled in.
Hit everything, Trip.
She's got nine. Lead back to three for O'Keen. 1:23 to go in the third. Roberts steps inside. Long two, 12-footer won't drop. They tried to box out, and Swart comes in and saves the possession. Inside to Meyer. Right block. The bucket drops. Thought I heard a whistle. It was a shoe squeaking.
Yeah.
And now a foul on the press on Omega, and that will be the 16th foul. A little too aggressive once again. And going to be inbounded now by Madison Schmidt. 39-38 after that two. And bounce pass over to Penner. Almost lost it. She's got to regather and gets the basketball and gives it back to Hussey. Trying to break the press again. She changes direction. She's so quick. She gets it back down to Aldrich on the right side. They break it one more time. Over to Madison Schmidt. O'Keen leading 39-38. 53 seconds to shoot in the third quarter for the Lady Whippets. Rifled into Penner. Backside. No one found her. Right block it. She missed it. She got her own rebound, though. One dribble using the strength. Took it right in and got blocked. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow goes back to Lomega. And Penner is having trouble down there as they're doing a really good job on the block defending her.
Well, right there you saw on the back cut. For a second she was open, but quickly Lomega rotated on her and took it away.
Lady Raiders trying to take the lead back down by a point. 33 seconds left in the third. Crossover. Roberts at the rack. Going to pick up a blocking foul. Hussey tried to get set, and that's the right call. She's going to pick up foul number three, though. I think that's three on Keeley. It's going to put Darcy Roberts. It is. It's going to put Darcy Roberts at the free throw line with a chance here to give Lomega the lead back with 30 seconds left in the third quarter, and she missed the first free throw.
Oh, it's tire lays. These teams have been hustling hard, Trent. It's going to be, may come down to those free throws.
Going to get another crack at this, and that one goes down for her. She's, now we're, it's tied up at 39 with 27 seconds to go. Hussey sprinting down, kicks it back to Aldrich, who hasn't shot it in a while after being red hot. 21 seconds to shoot, tied at 39. O'Keen with the basketball. Now over to Aldrich. Back to Hussey, over to Schmidt. They're going to hold for last shot. 10 seconds left. Back to Hussey. 2-3 zone for Lomega. Trying to get it moving. Schmidt, nice inside. Well, from the elbow. That's off the mark. Going to be tipped around. Penner grabs it. Tries to throw it back up. No call. But she got hit on the arm there, but the shot won't fall. And at the end of three quarters, we are tied at 39 in the state quarterfinal. Winner going to move on to the semis against Whitesboro. Loser season ends here in Mustang. We'll be back with the final frame right after this on Road to the Big House, KZZW.
The first step to your perfect wedding is a visit to the 3rd Annual Wedding Expo and Bridal Fair this Sunday at the Woodward Conference Center. This year, enjoy brunch on the Bridal Fair with numerous caterers participating. Doors open at 1, the event will end at 5. The first 25 brides through the door get their own swag bag. Sip non-alcoholic mimosas while enjoying vendor giveaways and specials. And be there for the ultimate grand prize giveaway, which includes up to 50% off your wedding package, not to exceed $2,000 off. Vendors include Once Upon a Time Events, K2H Photography, Rise Academy, Gustos of Shattuck, Renewal by Anderson, Scissor Tales, Boards and Bites, Cooper's Barbecue, Hugh Photography, JN's Entertainment, Pink Orchid, Sweet Surprises, Persimmon Creek, Captured Photo Booth, Everett Blake Society, Arbon, and The Day Spa. Tickets are $5 and can be purchased at the door or in advance by calling the Woodward Conference Center at 580-256-9990.
Back here in Mustang, one quarter left, playoff time, 39-39. Omega and O'Keen knotted up. O'Keen hasn't been here since 05, trying to get here and get their first win here at state in a long time. Lomega's won back-to-back state titles. Tied up. Here going in at 39. Quick three. Left side. Hussey. That's going to rim out. Rebounded, though, by Penner. Takes it back up and missed it again. And she has had a hard time scoring down there on the block as the bigs down there, particularly Darcy Roberts. Weaving inside right. Hallie Barton made it all the way to the rack. Missed it. Swart fights for the board. It's going to be knocked out of bounds and stay here with Lomega. Some good minutes off the bench here for Hallie Barton, who's really attacking. Hensley Eaton trying to inbound it. She does to Swart in the corner. Abby Swart over to Roberts for a long three. That's going to rim out and rebound underneath by Hussey. By O'Keen, and quickly into that press goes Lomega. Hussey into Penner at the logo. They get it quickly ahead to Aldrich. Might be looking for number four here. Schmidt, skip pass, Hussey drives, little shot, 10 feet out, off the glass and in. Took what the defense gave her again, and the long two makes it 41-39, O'Keen with 7 minutes to go. Barton drive, kick outside to Meyer. Chloe Meyer trying to back in Penner, kick outside, Barton three, wing, it's down. Hallie Barton.
And in the face, too.
Big shot there, and now Omega back in front, 42-41. Hussey. The trap on. They get it over to Aldrich. She crosses over. It's poked away from her and stolen by the Lady Raiders, but it's on the ground. Aldrich goes to get it and ties it up, and it's jump ball, but it's going to stay here with Lomega. And now the Lady Raiders with a one-point lead, 6:39 to go in this one. Can increase that lead right now. Hensley Eaton getting inbound to Darcy Roberts. Roberts into the corner to Barton. Quick three of Hensley Eaton, and she's going to knock it down from deep, and she was way out there. Huge shot for Eaton, who plays big in big games. And right now, she's giving her team a 45-41 lead. Penner has it from the M of Mustang. Gives it right back to Hussey with 6:15 to go. Hussey trying to split a double team. Nowhere. Drops it back outside. Long three. Schmidt goes off long. Long rebound. Fight for it on the backside of the hoop. And a jump ball. This time, it's going to stay with O'Keen. Another good job by Aldrich getting her hands in that and forcing the jump ball. Her team trailing by four, 6:07 to go. They're going to inbound Ryan Duke in front of the O'Keen student section. Quick shot, long two there by Schmidt. Rebound by Penner, takes it back up and again blocked. And she keeps trying to get the foul call, but it bounces back to Schmidt, who missed the bunny. And two missed opportunities for O'Keen from close.
And that last one, a really good look.
Spin, Barton, baseline, trying to get the foul and got the bucket to drop on Penner. And a huge shot there, and what a job off the bench so far tonight for Hallie Barton.
And you look up and O'Keen's down six all of a sudden, Trent.
That is three on Penner, and it can be seven if she hits this and one free throw, and Coach Penner's going to call his third timeout. 5:50 to go. It's Lomega 47, O'Keen 41. You're listening to Road to the Big House here on KZZW.
Hi, my name is Takia, and a little thing that I love about the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is when I take a bite, it's the perfect blend from the bacon to the cheese. It's perfection.
Hey, I'm Katora, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A mac and cheese is it kind of melts in your mouth, so you know it's creamy, cheesy, and delicious. This gooey mac makes me cheese every time.
Order dinner delivered on the Chick-fil-A app today. Delivery fee and other restrictions apply. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Back at Mustang. Omega starting to pull away a little bit, 47-41. They can make it a seven-point lead if they hit this free throw here by Darcy Roberts. Hallie Barton, and she does hit it. Hallie Barton, who's got eight off the bench for the Lady Raiders. She's been huge, especially with Walker in foul trouble. Penner now has three fouls, by the way. Skips it over. Aldridge, and they threw it away. It was in between Schmidt and Aldridge, and they both thought the other one was going to get it, and they didn't, and an unforced error goes back to the Lady Raiders. 48-41, a game that was 16-10 Lomega at the half, or at the first quarter. Then it was 25-23 Lomega, and then it was tied at the end of that third quarter. Now it's a 48-41 lead for the Lady Raiders.
9-2 run so far for Lomega.
Crossover, Robert Schmidt tried to steal it. They went after it. Ball's on the ground. No call. Bodies everywhere. Aldridge to breakaway. Eaton behind her. She takes it right hand off the glass. Missed the lay-in. She felt it behind her. She missed it. Lomega coming the other way, and it's Barton. Fires it down. Roberts comes up shooting and picks up the foul on Duke. And a lot of contact those last two times. No calls there that time.
Duke's got a
call. And that's four on Ryan Duke. With 5:07 to go here, 48-41 the score. Omega in front. Darcy Roberts, who's got 13 tonight, can increase that, and she does with that one. Make it 14.
Hadn't scored yet in the quarter.
Really, where Roberts, despite that she leads her team in scoring, her defense in the paint on Penner has been fantastic tonight. Second free throw down. She's got 15, and now it's 50-41. 9-point lead, 5:06 to go at O'Keefe. Going to need some stops and some buckets here. A lot of time left, though. Aldrich with it. Over to Schmidt. Schmidt steps inside. Elbow, bounce pass. Left hand to Penner, who's up underneath. Good basketball there. They got an easy two. Schmidt stepped inside of that elbow, drew the defense to her, dropped it off to Penner on the left block. 50-43. Seven-point lead for Lomega with the ball. Eaton. Swings to the corner. It's Chloe Meyer. She weaves inside. Gets inside on the left block and missed it. Got bumped down low. Hit the deck hard. No call. They're letting them play a little bit here in the fourth.
Yeah, they are. Letting them get a little physical out there, Trent.
50-43. 4:22 to go. Lomega leads. O'Keefe with the basketball. Hussey driving baseline. Cut off. Needs a teammate. Schmidt, wing. Passed him the three. Stepped inside. Took the two. Got the foul. And the shot went down. The end, one attempt for Schmidt. And once again, that ball hit the rim about three times before it dropped.
And the backboard, don't forget
the backboard.
Jeez. What a shot.
That's the third foul on Darcy Roberts. Makes it 50-45, 4:09 to go, and she hit the free throw to boot. 13 for Madison. The four-point lead for Lomega. Eaton with it. Press on by O'Keefe trying to steal it. Meyer swings it to the left side to Eaton, and Lomega breaks it. Eaton skips it back other side to Roberts. With Hussey on her, they put it in the corner to Swart. And Swart goes back and resets as O'Keefe is now. Looks like Hussey is man up on Darcy Roberts right now. Everybody else, Penner's out there now on Meyer. Meyer with it, hands it back off to Swart. She's guarded by Duke into the corner. Eaton baseline. Pass the basketball. She had an open two, and she elected to pass it and threw it over the head into Coach Llewellyn's lap.
Yeah, he was the look on his face when he caught that is not one you want to see on a coach's face.
Sydney Walker will check back in for Swart. It's been a while since she's been on the floor with four fouls, but now she's back out there. Four-point lead for O'Keefe. Bounce pass over to Aldrich. Now Hussey with it. Her team down four, 3:28 to go. Schmidt with the basketball. Zone, 2-3 zone for Lomega. Looking for a hole in it is Keely Hussey. Nowhere to go. They lob it inside, and an ill-advised pass by Schmidt. She was looking at Penner, and Walker knocked it away. Heaton's on a breakaway down the left side, and she's cut off by Schmidt. Pulls it back. Top of the key. Roberts, 4-3. No good. And fight for it in the back end, and I think that's going to be on Barton.
See here.
I believe it is.
No, they're calling on O'Keefe.
No, they're calling on O'Keefe. I thought I had good position on the box out.
They're going to get Hussey.
That is Hussey's fourth. Yeah. That's a big fourth foul with 3:04 to go, and Keeley going to have to be really careful. If she goes out, it's going to change the complexion of the game. Back to Eaton. They go for the steal. They don't get it. Roberts cutting to the hoop, gets the foul in the bucket, and that's Aldrich. And Roberts, they left her alone. And Darcy Roberts, who's been huge tonight for the Lady Raiders, with the and-one opportunity. And Aldrich going to pick up foul number three, four on her.
Oh,
they called Penner for it.
Yeah.
I thought Aldrich was behind it. And that's a tough break for O'Keen, because now Penner with four. Although either way, probably wouldn't have been a good foul. 18 points for Roberts. It's 53-46, Lomega. O'Keen with 2:44 left, needs a bucket here. Skip it, wing, Aldrich for three, knocked it down again.
Oh,
oh my goodness, she's been on fire.
Career game
53-49. Good thing she didn't get that foul. They're going to need her out there.
Oh.
Roberts now over. Barton weaves inside. Left side, skips the defense. She's going to get called for a walk. She tried to Euro step it. And really two or three stepped it. And she's going to come out. And they're going to bring Swart back in.
Golly, how about all of these? 20-point strength. What a night for the Junior.
Four-point game. Lega back in that press. Schmidt picks it up, throws it over top. It just gets through to Hussey. It flips it ahead to Duke. And Duke gives it back to Schmidt. Other side, Hussey. Resets. 2:08. Team down four. Aldrich with it. Over to Schmidt. Skip past Aldrich. They're looking to find her open shot. She's going to shoot it from the wing. That's going to come up short. They're trying to track it down. They don't get there in time. Penner and Duke tried to track it down on the near side. Off the mark. I don't blame them for trying that, but.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody's going to take a heat check, you want it to be Aldrich right now.
53-49 ahead. Swart picks it up. Back to Roberts. Over to Eaton. Corner. Open three for Meyer from the corner. Air ball. Backside and bodies on the ground, and it bounces right to Eaton. Hussey hit the deck hard. Walker rifles it down inside. Left block. Swart up underneath and gets it to go. That's seven for her. Makes it 55-49. Six-point lead for Lomega. 1:27 to go. O'Keen with it. Corner. Duke back to Hussey. Attacking. Kicking. Outside. Schmidt for three. That's good. Madison Schmidt has 16. 55-52, and the Lady Whippets refuse to go away with 1:16 to go. Lomega leads by three. We'll be back after this on Road to the Big House on KZZW.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back at Mustang State quarterfinal time. It's a three-point game. There's a little over a minute left to play in this one, and that was the fourth timeout for O'Keen. So Coach Penner's down to one, and Coach Llewellyn's yet to use one.
He's played it calm and collected over there, man.
He has really played it cool over there.
So it came out. You mentioned that he came out of the half very quick. They didn't talk a lot. Just came out. He plopped down the chair and watched him start putting shots up. That's just the style. That's working out on the court.
The maddest I saw him was when that ball landed in his lap.
Right.
That was about the most angriest face I've seen him make tonight. So the press will be on for O'Keen. Down three. Lomega's got to break it. 1:16 to go. They hand it off to Eaton. She surveys. They get it to Roberts. Crosses the timeline. She's double-teamed. They rifle it ahead to Swart. She gets around Schmidt. Drives it into the paint. Off the glass. And the shot goes. And the foul.
Big one.
And Swart beats everybody down and goes to the free throw line. And one attempt for her. She's got nine. With 1:06 to go. And just like that, the lead's back to five. That'll be the third foul on Aldrich. And that falls for Swart. And the free throw drops to boot. Pressure on now. And Coach Llewellyn says, calm it down. Schmidt, head to Aldrich. They hand it back off to Madison Schmidt, 58-52. Seven-point game. Schmidt with it, 52 seconds. She rifles it down, and it's picked off in the paint, and a foul on Penner, and that's going to do it. She was looking at Penner on the left block. And Caitlin Penner is going to foul out of this basketball game. And her coach, her father, not happy with that call, but they're going to now they finally make a substitution.
I don't think she realizes it.
Really, is that the first substitution he's had? That's Hannah Swart. So two Swarts in the game for two different teams. And the freshman Hannah Swart comes in. Roberts is going to go to the free throw line because that was the seventh or the ninth team foul. It's a 1-1, and that's going to drop down. She's going to get another crack at it. Lomega's been exceptional from the line, too. I want to point that out. They've down the stretch here. They've hit almost all of these. 59-52, they lead. Second one for Roberts, and that one goes down as well. She's got 20. And that's why she was the MVP of a state tournament, Tyler. She's been very good tonight. Really better on defense than offense, and she has 20 points. Right side, Aldrich, why not? She's got to go down for him. 39 seconds left. She misses, goes out of bounds. And with 37.2 left,
Omega's starting to feel it, Trent.
It's going to need steals and threes, or that's going to be it for O'Keefe. Lomega starting to get on their feet. They cross the timeline again to Meyer. Picked up, rifle to Walker. Wisely kicks it back out to Swart to kill clock. 26 seconds. She's finally fouled by Madison Schmidt. And not only that, the fouler can't be Hussey because she's got five. So that will be Madison Schmidt's third foul.
Second foul.
Yeah. Free throw there for Swart goes down, and she's got 11. Most of those for Swart have come here in crunch time. She had five coming into the fourth quarter. Second one drops for her. And the sophomore having a good night tonight as well for Lomega. Hussey crossing over. 20 seconds left is a 10-point game. Lomega Lady Raiders in what was a 4-point game about a minute ago. There's going to be a foul, or nope, the last time out here by Coach Penner. We're going to keep it right here. 62-52, 13.9 seconds left. A valiant effort tonight, but not going to be enough for O'Keefe. But, boy, did they show some heart.
Boy, they did. And had some people step up in the big moments. Kaylin Aldrich, we've been talking about her, averaging 6 a game, 20 tonight. Had some big threes here in the second half. Madison Smith as well has had a pretty good game. It's just not quite enough. Trey, you mentioned the free throws a second ago for Lomega. Just in this fourth quarter, they have hit 9 free throws as a team, and that's big down the stretch
That's where this experience they've had comes into play, and that's where the coolness of Coach Llewellyn comes into play. Yeah. They've all been here before. They never got rattled, so kudos to the Lomega team. It's so hard to beat that when you're not here year in, year out like Lomega is. I mean, it's the most successful girls program in the state, arguably. You're going to find very few that may even argue that in a lot of respects, considering the 15 titles that they've had. Right now, showing you why experience matters in these moments. And kudos to Okino. No one gave them a chance in it. Even though they beat Lomega, I don't think anyone gave them a chance in this game.
Not a fair chance, and they should have, right? They proved that here today.
Outside at this bench here, me and you. Inbounded by Madison Schmidt now. 13 seconds left. Back to Schmidt, long three, and that's off the mark. Rebounded backside by Swart, and 7 seconds to go, and a foul 90 feet from the basket, and that might do it for Keeley Hussey.
I think it might have been Swart that got the foul. She's the one that tapped us.
It looks like it is because they're not. Yep, they're going to hold up. Hannah Swart's 12. Her first foul. Darcy Roberts can just add to her point total here. The game's in the books. And that free throw drops for Roberts. What a show they're putting on from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. And she hit them both again.
And they're all nothing but net. They haven't really
not, yeah,
since,
they're not even
early third
not
quarter.
Close. Quick three there by Hussey. It's not going to go down, and that's going to do it. The Lomega Lady Raiders survive and advance. They're going to move on. 64-52 winners over O'Keefe. They're going to take on a Whitesboro in the semifinals at 6 o'clock at the Big House. We will have that one for you. That one's going to be, I believe that one might be on K101. We'll wait and see. But right now, Lomega's going to move on and get a crack at 7th-ranked Whitesboro. Final score here, 64-52. We'll take a break and get things wrapped up for you right after this. It's Road to the Big House on KZZW.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air. watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Attention Expo Farm Expo exhibitors. Booth space is now available. It's the K101, Z92, KZZW, and KOMI-TV Home and Agribusiness Trade Show, and it's coming to the Woodward County Event Center and Fairgrounds April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Now in our 38th year, this show features two exhibitor buildings plus outside exhibitor space and will host an extensive variety of agriculture products and farm equipment. Also, home improvement ideas, clothing, communication, and entertainment products, ATVs, lawn and garden, new and used automobiles, plus arts and crafts and great food vendors. Thousands annually rely on Expo Farm Expo to see a wide variety and selection of products and services that only a show of this size can offer. Booth space is now available by calling 580-256-4101. That's 580-256-4101. Don't miss out. Reserve your space today for the Tri-State's largest home and farm show and be part of Expo Farm Expo 2022. Coming to Woodward County Fairgrounds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's food, folks, and fun with K101.
Back in Mustang, Lomega advances, and all they do is win, Tyler. They're back once again to state semi 64-52. They'll play Whitesboro at the Big House 6 o'clock. Tomorrow in that state semifinal, as they're still going to wait the other two teams here in Class B girls basketball. As coming up next, Pittsburgh and Leukeba Sickles will square off. And then at 8:30 tonight, we're going to have Hammond taking on Barnum. We'll have that for you over on K101. You're going to head on over to Washington and watch Leedy of the unranked Leedy Bison try to take out Glencoe, the fourth-ranked team in the state. And that's going to be over in Washington tonight. And I believe that game's a little earlier, if I'm not mistaken.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, yep. You're tipping that one off. We've already had some advancements. Hydro Eakley, top-ranked team in Class A girls basketball, 52-42 winners over Strother. Reese Berkey at 24 in that one. Okarchi has taken down Garber. So we're going to get a 1-2 matchup in the semis in Class A, 61-52. Okarchi beats Garber. Ceiling, we had that one for you earlier. Big winner, 62-32 over Van Noss. Bracey Nyberg with 23 in about a half a play. She had a little bit in the third quarter.
Yeah.
But also Kenley Gore with 21 in that one. And Caddo had beat Navajo in the opener in the early game, 50-39. Emily Robinson, the leading scorer in Class A girls basketball that's in the tournament, had 27 in that one. And right here we saw Whitesboro move on a little earlier over Duke in a good game. Whitesboro wins that one. Austin Wright with 17. That's going to be a name you want to know for Lomega fans tomorrow. She's a big shot blocker in the paint for them. She's long and athletic, and she gets points, but more importantly, she alters shots down low. Now, Lomega shoots a lot of threes, so that may be the remedy, but for today against Duke, she was very good. So Lomega going to get that game at 6. Also, Roth has moved on, the top-ranked team in Class B boys basketball, 55-40 winners over Stringtown, and an upset brewing out there in Washington as we get over there. As Fort Cobb Broxton, the eighth-ranked team, but a team that's at state perennially, has Mountain View Gotebo, the second-ranked team, down 10. A Mountain View team, a lot of people picked to win Class B coming in here. So
undefeated Mountain View.
Undefeated, and the longest win streak in boys basketball is on the line right now. It's in the third quarter, was the last check, so there's still some time left on this one. This one in the books, your leading scorers, 4-0 Lomega in the win. Abby Swart was big down the stretch, 12. She had a lot of those were in the fourth quarter. She had 5, she had 7 in the fourth quarter. 8 for Hensley Eaton, Shelby Russell with a couple. Darcy Roberts was huge. She had 22. She averages 16, and that's what state tournament MVPs do. They come through when their team needs them the most, and that's what happened with Darcy here in this one. 7 for Sydney Walker, who got in foul trouble and still got 7. Looked like early Sydney Walker was going to take over this game.
Right.
Fouls kind of kept her from doing that. And Hallie Barton with 8 off the bench, and a big 8 for Hallie Barton. Coach Llewellyn got a lot of good minutes from Hallie Barton tonight. Chloe Meyer with a couple. Monse Rivera with three. And on the other side, valiant effort for the O'Keen Lady Whippets who fall here. Kaylin Aldrich with 20. In a game of her life, she averages 5.9, and she was on fire and trying to will her team through. Also, Madison Schmidt doing her usual thing. She had 16, and also Keely Hussey with 11. She's double digits right around her average. Caitlin Penner had a tough night because she was matched up with Roberts in the paint, and Darcy Roberts did a great job on her. Penner finishes with four as Orion Duke with a point there for O'Keen. As only Hannah Swart, the freshman, got in. All five starters played pretty much the whole time there for Coach Penner.
Yeah, and, you know, for Caitlin Penner, just you mentioned the tough night. They were doing such a great job on her down low. That was a big difference here tonight for Lobega, just to be able to really enforce it. Hey, you're not going to get anything easy down low. It forced a lot of deep shots from O'Keen. And, you know, when Aldrich was reeling them off, it looked like, hey, it might not be, you know, something to worry about. But you get into the crunch time of that, and you got to convert inside. It's just not there.
I mean, it was a tie that after three quarters. It was a two-point game after two. O'Keen had cut it to four with a minute 30 left. I mean, that's about as tough as a lot of teams will play Lomega, at least teams in Class B. I mean, some teams from higher classes have come down and given them a game, but that was a great effort tonight by the O'Keen Lady Whippets, who should hold their heads high in a great season for them. And, you know, we wish those young ladies the best with the rest of their year. But Lomega moving on, doing what they do. I mean, they are a force here in state playoff basketball, and they are going to be once again heavily involved in this. They will be a heavy favorite again tomorrow night at that 6 o'clock game against Whitesboro.
Yeah.
So that's going to do it for us. Tyler's going to head on over to Washington. He's got to get down there and get ready for Leedy taking on Glencoe. We're going to stick around here. We'll be right back at you at 8:30. We're going to have Hammond taking on Varnum as the Lady Warriors, second-ranked team in the state, going to try to take care of business against another Whippets, the Varnum Lady Whippets. Two Whippets for the price of one tonight here on KZZW. We'll be over on K101 with that girls game. Tyler's going to move or stay right here on KZZW. So if you're looking for Leedy, keep it right here. If you're going to look for Hammond a little bit later, that game's going to be over on K101. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Want to thank our sponsors, Ceiling State Bank, Arnett Farmers and Merchants State Bank, also Moore's Roofing. Couldn't do it without you guys. Everybody back at that studio who had to shuffle around today. And much thanks to those guys, Sean Kelly and Ty Albers back in that studio. Without them, we may be off the air. So we really scrambled today to put this one together. So sorry about that little bit of difficulty in the first half, but we pulled it together and made it work. So thanks to my partner, Tyler Riggs, as well. So we're going to go off the air here. We'll be right back at you on KZZW with Leedy taking on Glencoe. That game's going to be 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. And then we'll be back here. We'll be back on K101 from here in Mustang at 8:15 for Hammond and Varnum. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. From my partner, Tyler Riggs, I'm Trent Caldwell. Be safe going wherever you are, everyone. Have a great night.
You've been listening to Road to the Big House. Road to the Big House has been brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, serving the needs of the community and the surrounding area. Moore's Roofing, locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. And Ceiling State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. The executive producer of Road to the Big House is Brooke Williams. This has been a presentation of Omni Media Group, the Tri-State Sports Leader.